Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good morning and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. It is Saturday morning and we have Prepare Open Lines. We are going to be continuing our series on tithing, but if you've got any questions on tithing versus giving or any of the other subjects we've been talking about or anything else, feel free to give a call in and we'll put you on air and see if we can address your question. Now, especially if you're unfamiliar with what we're doing here, our ministry and some of the ways we approach some topics, feel free to check out our blog at wecanprepare.org, and I'll give you a good overview of our perspective on things. It is different than probably you're likely to see elsewhere. And you can also obviously check out the archives of this program. We've been going for quite some time now, and there's, generally speaking, something for everyone. Whatever your interests are, we cover different topics on Monday, Tuesdays, and Thursdays. We're going through a series of each of the basic approaches that we cover differently than anyone else. On Mondays, we are talking about practical Christianity, and we're looking at some fundamentals of our relationship with God and our relationship to our walk with Him. And we want to be objective about how we approach our relationship and also about trying to answer some questions or at least put things in perspective as to why we keep on seeming to go through the same things over and over again. On Tuesdays, we are talking about getting healed, becoming complete and entire, spirit, soul, and body. And we are learning how to identify wounds, how to go to God to get those healed, and then how to live as healed spirit beings here on this earth. Then on Thursdays, our series involves knowing Him. How do we, as a new spirit being, knowing that we know Him fully in our spirit, how does that translate to our everyday walk, our everyday life as an overcomer? How do we change our lifestyle so that we can accomplish our goals and our purposes, our projects, to learn to rule and reign here? Then on Saturdays, we have a variety of subjects. We deal with questions and answers and topics that have come in and feedback. So Saturdays really are open lines where if you have something you want to talk about that doesn't apply to our regular series, you're welcome to do that, or a question or a personal issue. If you want help with something or if you need information about something, a lot of times I'll just point you in the direction. Because so much of what we talk about, you have to understand the perspective we're coming from. We try not to use religious language, and we try not to use religious approaches. We're all about our relationship with God. Our number one approach is that we are the most important habit we can develop is that regardless of the circumstance, we turn to God. We ask Him, Lord, Is this you? Lord, am I supposed to do something about this? God, what's going on here? And this is the dependent lifestyle, that everything we do, we turn to Him, and that He is a living God. He's alive and well right here. He's sitting right next to you right now. And in your spirit, you're talking with Him, and you're in full communication. But we want to be in full communication with Him in our soul and our body as well. So we're removing those hindrances. We're cooperating with Him, and that's our warfare, is to remove those hindrances between our spirit, our soul, and our body. So it's pretty all about, it's all in your hands. We're not waiting for God to change the world. We're seeing that what's going on in your life, your freedom, your rest, your joy is not about your circumstances. It's all about you and your relationship with Him. He may or may not change your circumstances. He's not under any obligation to comply with your beliefs. You're the one who's going to have to change to accommodate His. So we want to know Him, and we want to rely on Him to reveal Himself to us in whatever way He chooses. Sometimes it's ways we understand, and sometimes we're not going to be able to fully grasp, okay, now I get what He means by this, that, or the other thing. Sometimes it will just be a matter of accepting an experience, what He says, but we all have also learned how to test what we hear and what we experience. We've learned how to recognize His voice because we've spent time with Him. We've gotten so familiar with His voice that we recognize it. It's not because it lines up with a checklist of what we have been taught or believe are characteristics He has. We start there. Is what you're hearing loving, or is it harsh? And we start there. This is how we learn. But pretty soon, because we have experienced His presence and His voice, we can pretty quickly recognize His voice, distinguish His voice from all others. Just as we can distinguish the voice of a loved one, or a boss even, they can just say, hey, on the phone, they can just say, hey, it's me. And you know who is calling. Sometimes they don't even need to do that. You just know who's calling. It's the same way with God. Now, the more they talk, it may be that you were mistaken. It wasn't Him or that person you were expecting. But then you just go on. Okay, you deal with whatever the situation is. You don't start thinking, oh, I've missed it. Or, you know, we don't read anything into that. He's so generous with Himself. Remember, His basic nature is giving, is to give. And He's looking for you and I to be receivers first and then givers. Which leads us into our topic and why it is so important that we understand the distinction between tithing and giving. Later on, we're going to look at some practical decisions we each have to make on approaching our giving. But because it's been so strongly drilled into Christians that there is basically a checklist of this is what you need to do in order to be a good Christian. These are the duties to fulfill. You read your Bible, you go to church, and you tithe. And then you behave in certain ways. You show up for certain events. But there's that checklist. And that's one of our problems, is that we've been taught that it is our duty to tithe. And unfortunately, in so many situations, we're taught that we are to tithe and to give the first 10%. And even that sentence right there is a lie. Because tithing and giving are two different things. Those are two distinct verbs. If you're tithing, you can't, it's not giving. And vice versa. Now you can give a tenth, and you're free to do that. But if you're giving, it's because either A, God Himself has told you to freely give a certain amount at a certain time in a certain way, or because you want to. Another condition is that what you are giving is yours. I love the example of the Old Testament example, the Old Covenant example of David, where he knew he had to make a sacrifice. And in order to make a sacrifice, it had to be something that belonged to him. And the owner of this cattle and field, a field, I believe this is the details. I may get something slightly wrong, but the point is going to be accurate, that he wanted to give the sacrifice to David so David could make a sacrifice. He wanted to help, and David said, "I can't do that. It wouldn't be my sacrifice then." So he bought the sacrifice and then made the sacrifice. If it's not yours, you can't give it. And this is where we spent some time last week dealing with the issue of, if you've borrowed money and you have money in your pocket, it's not yours. It's whoever you borrowed it from. You can't give it, because it's not yours. And we've used the example of, let's not say it's money. We've just gotten so used to that concept. Let's say you borrow your neighbor's lawnmower. Yours is broken. You borrow your neighbor's lawnmower. And another neighbor comes and says, "You know, we really need a lawnmower," and you, being a generous person, give them the lawnmower you have in your garage. The problem is, it's not your lawnmower. You borrowed it. Now, what's going to happen when your neighbor comes and wants his lawnmower back? And you say, "I don't have it, I gave it away." How crazy is that? It wasn't yours to give. That's exactly, though, what we do when we supposedly give something, give money, whether we call it tithing or whatever, that isn't, and we owe someone else. It's not yours. If you've borrowed money and you have money in your pocket, bank account, whatever, it's not yours. It belongs to whoever you borrowed it from. So that's where we start, and especially with the economy being so strange as it is right now. If you owe someone money, you don't have any money to give. It's not yours. So it's not yours to give or tithe, if even if tithing applied, which it doesn't, and we'll get into that. But just as a reminder, that's always a good test. If this wasn't money, if this was a thing, if this was a barrel of pickles, if this was a book, if you borrowed a book from the library, would you give it to someone? Say, here, you can keep this, I'm done with it. Or, here, this is a gift. Would you wrap it up and give it as a gift? No, it's not yours. It's not yours to give. They stamp the inside property of hometown library because it's not yours. You're borrowing it. You can't give it. And yet that's so often what's happening. People are not paying what they owe because they've been brainwashed and guilt-tripped into paying for the pastor's projects. So we need to address this, and we need to address it once and for all, get over it, and then find out what God says about giving. Giving is your new nature. So giving is very important to God. But it has nothing to do with supporting the church. People get very concerned that if people don't tithe, who's going to pay the pastor? Who's going to pay for all the outreaches? And my response is that if they're from God, people will give. But if they're not from Him, let them go under. They're dead works anyway. If they're not depending on God, if they're depending on you to be manipulated to support them, they're not from God. They're not a living work. They're dead works. Let them go under. It would certainly be a much better way to test whether you're supposed to be in ministry or not. Think about it. So many people in church, in full-time ministry, are there because they can make a living doing it. They found ways to do the program, or they've joined a big organization, and they found ways to do it. It's not because God is supporting them. It's because they found a way to get the people to support them. And how we're not doing them any favors. We're not doing them our duty by supporting them out of guilt, blindly, thinking we're supporting God. So this is not about what's best for them. That's between them and God. If God wants them to stay in the ministry, He'll support them. If God wants that church to continue, or that group, or that outreach, He'll support them. He'll find a way. Your responsibility is to find out where and how and when and how much you should be giving. And we'll go through that later. But again, what we're doing is we're really making sure that it's very clear that we understand the very narrow definition, scripturally speaking, for we get bonked over the head with the scriptures that say, okay, this, that, and the other thing. And we're looking at what do the scriptures really say. When somebody says, well, it's scriptural, absolutely. It is absolutely scriptural. And the scriptures are very clear about who should be tithing, and it's not you. So that's what we want to clarify. So we've been talking about, oh, and if you want to go through, if you want all this in paper, go to the profile page. There's a link there to the whole document. Now it's long, because what I've done is I've included all the scriptures. So you don't have to go running back and forth and turning pages and finding different verses. It's all right there, and you can just go through page by page. Now, this is free. You can download it and share it. You just can't sell it. But it's important that we get this settled, because God does want us to be in a place of giving. And until you learn the difference between tithing and giving, He can't be a giver through you. And if He can't be a giver through you, it's not likely that He's going to be pouring out His riches into your lap, His resources, because you don't know how to handle them. You don't know how to ask, Lord, what shall I do with this? Lord, I'd like to do this, and this. Is this okay? Lord, what do you want done with this? And if we are saying, well, no, this is what the church is doing, and this is what I'm going to contribute to, and this is what I have to contribute, now that I have this amount, 10% of this goes to the church. Who says? Why would God give you something for His purposes that you're going to turn around and use for your own purposes? He wants to be able to give you His resources, but He can't if He knows there's going to be, if it would not be good for you. It's like giving you the lottery. You aren't prepared for it. It would ruin your life. But once you learn how to depend on Him, not make those decisions yourself, not take on the burden or the responsibility of His resources, your burden and your responsibility is to depend on Him and then be responsible. But this is where we must start, is getting the distinction between tithing and giving. So we've been talking about the codified law. What does the written law of Moses say? And last week we started with how tithing was instituted initially as part of the covenant. And we're talking about tithing as giving, mandating a tenth of our goods, of their goods. And it started out as a way of supporting the priesthood. And we'll see how it changes and how it expands. But this was a mandate. And the parameters for tithing were very clear and very specific. And we started out with that under the covenant, under this, the first covenant, one-tenth of everything from the land, plant or animal, was considered holy and belonged to God, period. But you could redeem it. You could buy it back for a little bit more if you wanted to keep it. But you couldn't switch it. You couldn't switch one cow for another. So it started out just being a very specific mandate that from all the things you grew, your crops, and every animal that was born, a tenth belonged to God. Then, this was from Leviticus, then in Numbers 18, 19 through 28, we see that the tithe goes to the Levites. And I'm just going to read through this. All the heave offerings of the holy things, which the children of Israel offer to the Lord, I have given to you. And he's talking to the Levites. I have given to you and your sons and daughters with you as an ordinance forever. It is a covenant of salt forever before the Lord with you and your descendants with you. Basically, he's telling the Levites how they're going to get paid. He's separated out a whole tribe of the Israelites, and he said, you're going to do the priest, you're going to be my priests, and you're not going to be able to work for yourselves, so this is how I'm going to support you. Then the Lord said to Aaron, you shall have no inheritance in their land. They couldn't own land. Nor shall you have any portion among them. I am your portion and your inheritance among the children of Israel. Behold, I have given the children of Levi all the tithes in Israel as an inheritance in return for the work which they perform, the work of the tabernacle of meeting. Hereafter, the children of Israel shall not come near the tabernacle of meeting, lest they bear sin and die. But the Levites shall perform the work of the tabernacle of meeting, and they shall bear their iniquity. It shall be a statute forever, throughout your generations, that among the children of Israel they shall have no inheritance. For the tithes of the children of Israel, which they offer up as a heave offering to the Lord, I have given to the Levites as an inheritance. Therefore I have said to them, among the children of Israel they shall have no inheritance. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak thus to the Levites, and say to them, when you take from the children of Israel the tithes which I have given you from them as your inheritance, then you shall offer up a heave offering of it to the Lord, a tenth of the tithe. So the Levites tithe of the tithe. And that tithe, that heave offering, shall be reckoned to you as though it were the grain of the threshing floor, and as of the fullness of the winepress. Thus you shall also offer a heave offering to the Lord from all your tithes, which you receive from the children of Israel, and you shall give the Lord's heave offering from it to Aaron the priest. So the children of Israel tithed to the priests, and then the priests tithed that to Aaron and his family. So Israel was directed to tithe directly to the Levites, the tribe of Israel that was set aside as a tithe of the people to be holy unto the Lord. It was to be their inheritance or payment, since they would be completely devoted to the administration and implementation of the tabernacle of the Lord and its ordinances and feasts and just taking care of it, maintenance. They didn't have any land of their own, but were given several regions from the other tribes in which to live, cities. They were to spend all of their time ministering to the Lord and to his people. The Levites, in turn, were to tithe what they received to the Lord in the form of a heave offering, which meant it was held up to the Lord, which was in turn offered to Aaron and his family, or whomever was the high priest. The tithe described here was set aside for the Levites and the high priest. Now, this is where we get the whole idea that a pastor is in full-time ministry and doesn't do any other work other than taking care of the church and the people. So we'll pick it up there next week. But I really want you to think about that whole concept. Is that true today? Ask the Lord. Don't think about it on yourself. Lord, do you have anything to say about this? What are my beliefs about this? What do I think about that? And let the Lord start revealing himself to you through this teaching. It's not just about understanding in your head, but about allowing, giving him the opportunity to change your beliefs. So we'll pick it up here next Saturday. Our next program will be Monday at 7:30. If you've got any questions in the meantime, you can contact me at diane@wecanprepare.org. Till then, have a great weekend, and thanks for tuning in. This has been Diane Thomas of Prepare Radio. Have a great weekend.